selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for vehicle keys. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys. Walsh's has fobs covering about 92% of cars on the road. Walsh's programs keys on site and can save you up to 60%. Stop in and check it out now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and Ace of La Crosse.
Save extra now during the half-price sale at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center and Viroqua. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal value or less for half price.
Yes, you heard it. Half price.
Special orders and layaways not included. The half-price sale at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, Richland Center and Viroqua. But hurry, this fantastic sale ends tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Choose Mr. G.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. We're waking up today under cloudy skies and temperatures in the upper 20s. If you think we're going to see any sunshine, think again. We've got two low-pressure systems smacking the state at about the same time. One up to the north, laying down a couple of inches for them, and one to the south, bringing around an inch to the Chicagoland area, which could fling a few spotty snow showers our way, but we're only expecting a trace at most. Not to mention our high temperatures this afternoon climbing into the mid-30s and above freezing. This could sprinkle a spotty wintry mix at us. Otherwise, tonight we stay mostly cloudy as lows fall to the mid-20s, and tomorrow a few flurries may fly early, and there is a chance of maybe some pockets of sunshine by the afternoon, as the high temperatures stay mild for January, back above freezing to a high of 35. And Monday, still stuck under those overcast skies. And we've got our next system, the one we've all been talking about, targeting the Great Lakes region. As the heaviest snow totals tracks further to the south of us, we're still going to get a dumping. We'll see the accumulating snow chance really ramp up Monday night and into the overnight hours, and we'll be waking up to around 2 inches of snowfall by Tuesday morning. As the snow continues throughout the morning and into the afternoon, another inch or two is possible. As the system exits overnight Tuesday, our snow totals will be anywhere from 2 to 5 inches. And we are looking at chances of some sunshine by Wednesday afternoon. And we're getting spoiled too, because high temperatures Wednesday stay into the mid-30s. And this is because another system is right behind the other one and bringing some light snow chances Wednesday night and into Thursday morning. This won't be much, and it isn't strong enough to hold our temperatures either, because after that, Thursday afternoon, we get smacked with a cold front. This brings some sunshine, but also temperatures plummeting to the single digits Thursday night and into Friday morning. We rebound a little bit as another storm system wants to hit Friday into Saturday. This one could be a heavy hitter as well. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure, and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Meteorologist Brittany Merlot pretty close to the forecast. She hit it pretty much on the head. We have received a trace up to an eighth of an inch of light snow throughout the area. More of a trace here a little further north, a little heavier snow being reported, and we're at 29 degrees. That following our high yesterday of 37, our morning low was 28. The record high comes to us from 1880 when it was 58, and the record low, 1988, 25 below zero. Our high a year ago, 29, the low 14. The sun will set today at 4:41, sunrise tomorrow morning at 7:34. The air is calm, the barometric pressure is at 29.78, and as mentioned, we have received up to an eighth of an inch of snow. A lot of areas just reporting a skiff or a trace on the ground currently. Our morning low was 28, so we're up one from that. 37 was yesterday's high. With just a few flurries, we're at 29 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Selection, service, at the best price. You'll find it all at Vitesnik Power Sports. Whether you're in the market for an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, snowmobile, watercraft, or boat, Vitesniks will get you equipped for the adventure ahead. Shop Polaris, Can-Am Off-Road, Honda, Kawasaki, Can-Am, Lynx, Ski-Doo, Tracker, Ranger, and many more under one roof. If you want it, they have it at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports, good morning. This sports report is sponsored by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. By Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by members of the Sports Boosters Club. A good night for the Ithaca High School girls wrestling team last night and basketball teams as well, as the Bulldogs did well. We'll have details on that. We'll have a look back at a high school basketball game that was our featured broadcast with Phil Nee, and Bill Twining stops by as well with a preview of the Kickapoo Invitational coming up later today.
Hi, this is Julie. Stop in at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers and enjoy some great savings on Christmas decor at 50% off and winter decor at 30% off. Some exclusions apply. At Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Call 383-1616.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the free Civic Media app. I'm Adam Hess. The Ithaca Bulldog ladies wrestling team participated in a tournament, a 20-plus team tournament last night at Mauston. And both of Ithaca wrestlers brought home medals. Kaylee Manning finished in second place in her weight class. Jewel Grosskopf brings home a fifth place medal for the Bulldogs. WRCO-FM Radio Sports will have coverage of a wrestling in Kickapoo. With a preview, here's WRCO's Bill Twining.
The 54th annual Lee Griffin Wrestling Invitational will be held today at Kickapoo High School in Biola. Wrestling will be underway by 9 o'clock this morning, and tournaments will run concurrently in both boys and girls divisions. Defending champions are Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative in the girls tournament and the Iowa Grant Highland Varsity Reserves in the boys event. In the girls tournament, there are 17 teams entered from our area: Richland Center, Ithaca Weston, River Valley, North Providence Seneca, Boscobel Wasik, Hillsboro, Brook, and the host squad from Poodle Farge Youth Initiative. The boys tournament today at the Lee National includes Richland Center, Brid Seneca, Hillsboro, Brookwood, Boscobel, Wazika, Steuben, Cashton, Viroqua, Westby, Onalaska, Blair Taylor, host Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, and varsity reserve teams from Iowa Grant Highland and La Crosse Aquinas. The tournament's two most valuable wrestlers both returned to seek another championship, Ethan Hady of Richland Center and Maddie Zuby of Viroqua. Other returning champions for the boys are Alex Klum of Viroqua, Jackson Hughes of Onalaska, and teammates Ryan Flynn and Jackson Tramek of Blair Taylor. In fact, both Ethan Hady of Richland Center and Jackson Tramek of Blair Taylor are two-time winners at the Lee Griffin Invitational. Returning runners-up for the boys include Cole Brenninger of Richland Center and Isaac Tyne of Hillsboro, while among third-place medalists returning are Tyler Miller of Boscobel-Wazika-Steuben, Colton Clark and Maverick McCauley of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, and teammates Jaron Grimslet and Sawyer Swigum of North Crawford Seneca. For the girls, in addition to Maddie Zuby of Viroqua, other returning champions are Gianni Babel of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, Darcy Jelenic of North Crawford, and Kylie Klum of Westby. Turning runners-up include TB of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative. There is also a pair of former champs from 2 years ago who both missed last year's event, both from Richland Center, Emma Haiti for the girls and Teague Perkins for the boys. Today's wrestling at Kickapoo High School in Biola will begin around 9 o'clock this morning. WRCO Sports will have reports throughout the day from the annual Lee Griffin Wrestling Invitational. For WRCO Radio Sports, I'm Bill Twining.
In boys basketball action, Richland Center and River Valley faced off last night. Phil Nee filed this report.
The River Valley boys basketball team won 65-36 over Richland Center on Friday night. The Blackhawks never trailed after jumping to a 17-0 lead to start the game. The Hornets did not score until 10:30 left in the half and trailed 33-16 at intermission. After a slow start to the second half, River Valley got back on track with a good team effort, and they went on to improve to 5-6 overall and 2-1 in the Southwest Conference. The win by River Valley avenged two losses to the Hornets last season. Junior Houston Thatcher led the scoring with 19 points. Cole Nabefeld added 11. Javin Willey played strong in the post and finished with 10. Owen Bailey had 8 for the Blackhawks. Brady Myers 7. Reese Rhodes and Keegan Heiser each had 3. Cole Drakenberg and Brady Favreau both had 2 points, and Isaiah Olson scored 1. The Blackhawks were tough beyond the arc as they made 9 three-pointers. Thatcher made 4 of those for River Valley. The team shot 13 for 22 from the line. Liam Fingerson had 10 to lead the Hornets. Hayden Bindle made 2 three-pointers for 6. Jaden Shep and Brady Dosh each had 5 points. Wes Bosworth and Trayton Shep both had 3. Tyler Woodman and Garrison Weiss each had 2 points. The Hornets went 9 for 18 from the line. River Valley won the JV game 54-10. Following the 65-36 varsity win, River Valley will prepare for Darlington on Monday night at home. Richland Center is now 2-10, 0-3 in the Southwest. They will play Baraboo this Saturday afternoon at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The game will tip off at 2:20 p.m. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. The Riverdale boys basketball team won its third SWAL conference game this season with a 66-57 win over Boscobel. Andre Tainter had 22, Carson Kenyon put in 20, and Caleb Tracy added 10 for Riverdale. Tucker Schmidt Cox led the Bulldogs with 22. Gabe Davis put in 18. Fenimore over Mineral Point last night, 63-52. It was a win for Dodgeville over Lancaster, 62-52. Platteville over Prairie du Chien, 70-53. Darlington, 78. Southwestern, 60. River Ridge with a big win over Benton, 78-30. North Crawford, 81. And Waniwak Center, 31. Boston, 79-47 over Adams Friendship. Wisconsin Dells, 72. Watoma, 62. Aquinas with an 83-63 victory over Sparta. It was Schulzberg beating Belmont 73-43 and Barneville down Judah 68-26. Kickapoo defeated North Crawford in girls basketball action by a final of 41-29. Elizabeth Stovey led North Crawford with 14 points. The leading scorer for the victorious Kickapoo Panthers was Jaden Snagel with 12. The Ithaca Lady Bulldogs picked up a victory last night over Seneca, 72-45. Arcadia over Viroqua, 45-31. It was a win for Royal over New Lisbon, 66-24. New Glarus, 72. Wisconsin Heights, 31. Edgerton, 55. Barneveld, 44. And Belleville with a 69-45 win against Waterloo.
The Green Bay Packers can get a wild card playoff berth if they close out the regular season by beating the Chicago Bears for a 10th straight time. The Bears haven't defeated the Packers since 2018. The Packers have won their past two games and six of their past nine. The Bears have won two straight and five of their last seven. The game also gives Chicago quarterback Justin Fields a chance to make an impression on the Bears as they decide whether to take a quarterback with the number one overall pick in the upcoming draft. Now, the Packers, as mentioned, are still playing or attempting to play their way into the postseason, but they already have an answer to the question that has surrounded this franchise since the trade of Aaron Rodgers. They don't need to worry about the quarterback position for the foreseeable future. Jordan Love has settled in to play over the last several weeks quite well. Love is the first quarterback to complete at least 68% of his passes for over 1,800 yards and 16-plus touchdowns with no more than one interception over a seven-game stretch since Rodgers did it in his MVP season of 2021. Tomorrow's game on WRCO-FM 100.9 has a 1 p.m. pregame, 3:25 kickoff, as it will be America's Game of the Week, and you can join us right here on the radio from the Green Bay Packer Radio Network. The College Football Playoff National Championship game between number 1 Michigan and number 2 Washington is a contrast in styles and a matchup of strength versus strength. Michael Penix Jr. and Washington's prolific passing game faces a Wolverine defense that thrives on pressuring and stressing quarterbacks. On the other side of the ball, Blake Corum and Michigan should find success against a Huskies defense that has soft spots but has often come through in the clutch. The number one and number two teams will meet on Monday night in Houston for the national championship. Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr.'s wizardry in the Sugar Bowl got the Huskies into Monday's football playoff championship. It also earned him a spot on the Associated Press's all-bowl team. There were enough memorable individual performances this postseason to cause an expand to the team. The AP made room for three running backs who rushed for at least 200 yards in their bowl game and added an all-purpose spot both offensively and on special teams. Quarterback of Michigan Blake Corum declared it was natty or bust before the college football season kicked off and reiterated his bold statement before helping Michigan beat Alabama to put the school within a win of its first national championship since 1997. The top-seeded Wolverines feel fortunate to have Corum on their side against second-seeded Washington for that Monday night matchup in Houston and the college football playoff championship. He won college football's Comeback Player of the Year award just before extending his single-season Michigan record to 25 rushing touchdowns and setting the career mark at the school with 56 touchdowns scored on the ground. Maryland quarterback Talia Tagovailoa has entered the transfer portal and is pursuing an additional year of eligibility at the college level. Tagovailoa is the younger brother of NFL star Tua. He became the Big Ten's career leader in yards passing this season. This was his fourth season playing for the Terrapins, although one of those was the pandemic-shortened 2020 season. He also played five games for Alabama in 2019 before transferring to Maryland. He's applied for a waiver from the NCAA for yet another year of eligibility. Elsewhere, Liberty quarterback Caden Salter announced on Friday night that he left the portal and will return to the Liberty Flames. A judge in the Dominican Republic has ordered the conditional release of Tampa Bay Rays shortstop Wander Franco. He's still facing allegations that he had an inappropriate relationship with a 14-year-old girl and gave her mother a car and thousands of dollars in exchange for the mother's consent. That according to court records obtained by the Associated Press. The 22-year-old All-Star is accused of commercial sexual exploitation and money laundering. The girl's mother faces the same charges as Franco in the Dominican Republic. She was placed under house arrest.
Mario Zagallo, who won two World Cups as a player, one as a coach, and another as an assistant coach for Brazil, has died at the age of 92. The first person to win the World Cup, both as a player and manager, he is, for many Brazilian soccer fans, a synonym of patriotism, grit, and glory. Brazilian Soccer Confederation President Hinaldo Rodriguez said in a statement confirming the death that Zagallo is, quote, one of the biggest legends of the sport in Brazil. Scottie Scheffler keeps motoring right along in the new year. He won his last event of 2023 in the Bahamas. Then he received the PGA Tour Player of the Year award for a second straight time. He had 8 birdies and an eagle for a 64 on Friday at the Century. That gives Scheffler a one-shot lead heading into the weekend in Hawaii. Low scoring is to be expected with minimal wind. Tyrrell Hatton is still recovering from jet lag from his trip to England. Hatton shot a career low 62. He is one back, along with Brendan Todd and Sungjae Im. Former Kansas State quarterback Will Howard has announced his intentions to transfer to Ohio State. That according to social media. He'll replace Kyle McCord, who started most of the season for the Buckeyes, but he's transferring to Syracuse. Howard also considered Miami and USC along with declaring for the NFL draft before choosing The Ohio State University. Kansas State has been expecting to turn over its offense to 5-star prospect Avery Johnson, and that was a likely factor in Howard's decision to enter the transfer portal. He started 27 games and threw for over 5,700 yards and 48 touchdowns during his career. And finally, scores from last night in college football and Big Ten action. Number 1 Purdue over number 9 Illinois, 83-78, and 4th rated UConn, 88, Butler, 81. NHL scores just a handful, Carolina over Washington, 6-2, New Jersey doubled up on Chicago, 4-2, and Winnipeg a 3-1 win over Anaheim. And from the National Basketball Association, it was a shootout for Indiana. They defeated Atlanta 150-116. Boston over Utah 126-97. Cleveland 114, Washington 90. New York down Philly 128-92. Brooklyn 124, Oklahoma City 115. The Clippers over New Orleans 111-95. Minnesota a 122-95 victory over Houston. Chicago 104, Charlotte 91. Dallas a 139-103 win against Portland. Phoenix over Miami 113-97. Orlando 122, Denver 120. Memphis pulled out a 127-113 win over the LA Lakers. Golden State 113, Detroit 109, and Sacramento 135-130 over Toronto. That's a look at sports for your Saturday. For WRCO, I'm Adam Hess.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Arneson Service and Repair of Hillpoint provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment. Arneson Service and Repair also does farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Classic Auto Body, the home of the Ring Brothers, is where the word is, we're the best part of a bad situation. Classic Auto Body, Highway 14, Spring Green. At Rockwell Automation, the mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable, and it all starts right here in Richland Center at Rockwell Automation.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
A girl in Louisiana, and though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last mind, except to see not do a race by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Call in Baton Rouge, sweet Baton Rouge, my Baton Rouge.
I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man. Everybody seems to love those younger women from 18 on up to 25. Well, I love them too, but I'm telling you, learning how to really love takes a little time. Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, Lord, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man. So baby, don't you worry about growing older. Those young girls ain't got nothing on you, 'cause it takes some living to get good at giving, and giving love is just where you could teach them a thing or two. Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man.
Oh, that Ronnie McDowell.
Older women are beautiful lovers.
You know, he's singing that with the confidence of he's got it figured out. 828, 29 degrees, snow falling, a little over an eighth of an inch at the studios. Boscobel reporting in, no snow down there. And the great Jensen Street crew checking in from Mesa. Of course, you guessed it, no snow there, but they appear to be maybe a little chilly this morning. They have a fire out on the veranda, so I'll take that over this snow any day. Hey, coming up next, Prime Mover, your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away.
Central Boarding House Antiques. This historic boarding house, located at 339 West Seminary Street, is over 130 years old and has 17 unique rooms with a large variety of antiques for sale. Central Boarding House Antiques is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make plans to visit Central Boarding House Antiques, located across from Quick Trip in downtown Richland Center. Call 647-7358 or visit their Facebook page today.
Save extra now during the half price sale of Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center and Viroqua. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal value or less for half price.
Yes, you heard it. Half price.
Special orders and layaways not included. The half price sale in Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, Richland Center and Viroqua. But hurry, this fantastic sale ends tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Choose Mr. G.
Calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th. From 5 p.m. to midnight, we'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
Good morning. Welcome to Prime Mover from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Prime Mover is for individuals only with items to buy, sell, or trade. Please limit calls to buy, sell, or trade. Prime Mover is not intended for advertising services for hire and is not intended for rent listings. Prime Mover is not for businesses, including home businesses or individuals who regularly buy and resell items. Callers may advertise up to three items and may give one telephone number only. Callers may call only once during the show each week. We also remind you that advertisements for firearms, ammunition, and weapons are not allowed. We'll take your calls at 647-4155 in just a moment. Prime Mover is sponsored by The Richland Locker, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Kiloy Contracting, Clark Power Sport, J&J Recycling and Salvage, Sleepy Hollow Buick, and All-American Do-It Center.
See the new Buick Envista at your local Buick dealer, Sleepy Hollow. The new Buick Envista crossover, a great car with great fuel economy at a great price. Starting at only $23,990 and in stock now at Sleepy Hollow in Viroqua. Buick Enclave, Buick Envision, Buick Encore GX, and the all-new Buick Envista. At Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, now your new local Buick dealer on Viroqua's north side.
Sleepy Hollow.
When you want the best tasting, freshest meat for your family's dinner table, there's only one choice, the Richland Locker. Along with a tempting selection in the display case, the Locker cuts to order locally raised beef by the whole, half, or quarter, and hogs by the whole or half for an economical way to fill your freezer with high quality meat that will last for months. You'll see and taste the difference. The Richland Locker on South Main Street, Richland Center, your local meat market since 1939.
Well, we have a great morning planned for you for the next 90 minutes. We have Prime Mover, your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. During that time, we'll check in with Bill Twining. He is setting the stage from the Lee Griffith Invitational at Kickapoo. They're up over 50 years. I believe he said maybe 54th or 55th annual, but we'll check in with Bill. We'll see who's going to be at the tournament, when it goes, and when the reports will be coming our way. We'll also take a look back at some basketball scores, high school boys and girls from the area last night, and the Ithaca West and girls wrestling team did well last night as well. We'll talk about that, and of course all of your calls, your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. It's all coming up during Prime Mover. Caller number one is now standing by. Thank you for joining us today. Good morning.
Yes, I have a 2000 S10 pickup. It's a short box. It's the truck come from Arizona. It's in really nice shape. It's got four brand new tires on it. It's got a 2.2 four-cylinder five-speed on it. And it does have a topper. It's only got 109,000 miles on it. And it's in, the interior is really nice. It does have air. I'm looking to sell it outright for $3,500, or somebody's got a nice older two-wheel drive half-ton pickup to trade. I would trade even up. And my telephone number is 608-604-5167.
Hey, we appreciate the call. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Caller number one is selling or trading a Chevrolet S10 short box. It's a year 2000 and AZ truck. Nice shape. New tires has the 2.2 liter four-cylinder, five-gear in it, topper included. Would trade for a half-ton truck. You can give them a call at 604-5167. Caller 2, good morning. This is Prime Mover. How can I help you today?
Good morning. I have a 1986 one-half-ton Chevy truck with a plow. Truck has lots of rust, but runs, and the plow is in good working condition. Asking $800 for the unit. Phone number is 608-627-1709. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Have a good weekend. So probably something you may want to pick up with that, the possibility of the snowstorm moving in Monday night into Tuesday. We're getting a little snow now. Why not get a truck and a plow? They have a 1986 half-ton. It's a Chevy with a plow. Very rusty, but runs good. The plow is all operative. $800 for the whole kit and caboodle. 627-1709. Good morning, caller number 3. You are live on the radio.
Yeah, good morning. I have a brand new 5-horse transfer pump. It's got the intake hose and about 100 yards of the discharge hose. Brand new, never been used. And I'm moving. I have no need for it. I'm willing to sell it for $300 for everything.
Okay, your phone number?
608-604-3606.
Hey, we appreciate the call. You have a good weekend.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye-bye. Caller 3 is selling a brand new 5-horsepower transfer pump. Comes with an intake hose and about 100 yards of the discharge hose. $300 for everything. 604-3606. Number 4, good morning. You're live on Prime Mover. How can we help you today?
Morning. I have a 12-quart Nesco roaster for sale. I have a brand new Blu-ray DVD player for sale for $50, and I have a 3 camping tables. They fold up. 7547507999. Have a good day.
You as well. Yeah, we appreciate the call. Thank you. That's caller number 4. They have a 12-quart Nesco roaster today. They also have 3 camping tables. They fold up. And they're selling a brand new Blu-ray DVD player, all at 475-0799. I'd like to welcome you to Prime Mover as caller number 5. Good morning.
Good morning, Adam. I got a set of 18-4-38 tractor tire chains for sale. They're 2 or 3 years old, and I've got some milk house supplies to sell. I've got transfer pumps. I've got agitator motors for the bulk tank, and I got some big fans.
Okay.
I will be leaving the farm and this stuff. I'm just selling this stuff because I won't have no use for it.
Okay.
My number is 608-475-1481.
We appreciate your call, and you have a great Saturday.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Caller number 5 is liquidating some farm stuff. They have 18-4-38 tractor tire chains, just about 2 or 3 years old on the chains. Also some milk house supplies, including pumps and agitator motors and big fans and more. The phone number, if you're interested, is 475-1481. If you are interested in being on Prime Mover, our number is 608-647-4155. You are caller number 6. We'd like to welcome you to Prime Mover. How can we help you?
Good morning. Great day for the opening of trout season.
All right.
Yes, I have a fairly large amount of fly tying materials, hurl and hackle and biots and lots of dubbing and hooks.
Okay.
That somebody gave me, and I'd like to give it away to others who are either new to the sport or just need some supplies.
Okay.
And in addition, I am looking for someone who has a buff Orpington rooster that they would let me come over and maybe pull a few feathers out of him for my fly tying. And I can be reached at 608-647-2183.
Okay, we appreciate the call. You have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. So some some swapping going on here, possibly, definitely to give away to someone in need, or maybe someone starting out in the sport, a large fly tying material set. They have a little bit of everything. And then they'd like to talk to you about maybe getting a feather or two from your rooster to add to their fly tying endeavors. 647-2183. If you need more information, that was caller number six. You are caller number seven live on our radio show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. This morning I have a 2000 Chevy 1500 with a Western snow plow on it, brand new battery, brand new fuel lines, ready to go to work, looking for $2,000 or best offer. You call me at 608-220-9737. Thank you, and have a great day.
You as well. We appreciate your call. Number seven would like to sell a plow truck to you today. And like we had mentioned earlier, probably not a bad time of the year to pick one up. A 2000 Chevrolet. It's the 1500 series. A Western plow included. A new battery, new fuel lines. She's ready to work. $2,000 or best offer at 220-9737. Good morning, and thank you for dialing up Prime Mover. You are caller number eight.
Good morning. Today I have for sale a 630 John Deere gas tractor, lots of new parts. Also, I have a 720 John Deere diesel with a pony start motor, and it runs also. I have some 4x5 round bales for sale and a sawmill. And my number is 608-306-2782. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Caller number eight has a couple of tractors, a 630 John Deere gas, 720 John Deere diesel with the pony motor, and some round bales measuring 4x5. They also have a sawmill they'd like to sell today at 306-2782. This half hour, we will check in with WRCOFM's Bill Twining as he is en route and probably almost there, probably there already, Kickapoo. He'll have a preview of today's wrestling action that we'll be having reports all day long on the radio right here on WRCOFM. Bill stops by before 9 o'clock. We'll also have a look at your forecast from Brittany Merlot for your weekend. We'll do that around the 9 o'clock mark as well. Caller number nine, you are live on our radio show. Good morning.
Hi, I'm looking for an older Chevy car with low mileage and well-maintained. I'm also looking for a house, cabin, or a room in the Lone Rock area. And I'm also looking for a storage shed with a kind of like a second floor for storage. It's like a 12x12.
Okay.
And my phone number is 647. I'm sorry, I'm giving you your number. 608-604-0672. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Have a good weekend. Number nine is looking to purchase an older Chevy car, something with low miles and well-maintained. They'd like to rent a house, cabin, or room in the Lone Rock area. And then they're looking to purchase a storage shed, something with like a storage loft. The size would be approximately 12 by 12. And the phone number is 604-0672. It's 8:42. We have moved up to 30 degrees. That following our morning low of 28. And we did top off at 37 yesterday. Light snow continues to fall. Well, we heard from Boscobel and areas a little further south of here. No snow at all this morning. We're at least at half, or not half, an eighth of an inch. Didn't mean to scare you there. At least an eighth of an inch. Some areas right, like within a few blocks of here, reporting just traces on the ground. So it did move through. We're still getting a little bit of light snow as we speak. And we'll have that forecast from Brittany Merlot after 9 o'clock to see how much is expected and when our next bigger snowfall will move in. Hey, we've hit double digits on Prime Mover as we welcome caller number 10. Good morning. This is Prime Mover.
Good morning. I'm currently in Missouri, and it's ice covered and 2 inches of snow. But anyway, I have an assortment of Swin bicycles. They're the older ones. They're not the AMF bikes. These are the older ones. I got 3 5-speed collegiates. And a 12-speed weighs only 23 pounds. And a real old single-speed. And you can get a hold of me at 608-604-2605.
Hey, we appreciate the call and safe travels.
Well, it's not pretty out here.
Oh, boy. Yeah, take it easy, nice and slow. That was caller number 10 from Missouri reporting lots of ice and snow on the ground. So, this little winter weather pattern that's expanding out over the Midwest, reaching a little further south now as well. Number 10 has an assortment of old Schwinn bikes. Not when AMF owned them. They're older than that. They're classic Schwinns, an older 3-speed, a 12-speed, and a single-speed 604-2605. You are caller number 11 on WRCO's Prime Mover. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I got a 16-foot collapsible extension ladder for sale. It's a pulley. I'm asking $100 for that, or best offer. And I got a couple handheld chop saws for like cutting off muffler pipes for sale. I got two of them. I'm asking $20 a piece for them. And I also got a skill saw for sale. I'm asking $20 for it. My number is 608-739-2747. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate your call. Bye-bye. Caller number 11 has an extension ladder for sale, a couple of handheld cutoff or chop saws, and then a skill saw, all at 739-2747. Number 12, good morning. You're live on our radio. How can we help you?
Good morning. I'm looking for what they call a two-chain grain elevator. If you could help me, I'd sure appreciate it.
And how about your...
Number 583-2425.
Okay, we appreciate your call. Good luck and have a good weekend.
You do the same.
Will do, thank you. So caller number 12 is looking for what is described or called a two-chain grain elevator. If you have one, or maybe you know where one is available, 583-2425. Number 13, welcome to WRCO's Prime Mover. Good morning.
Good morning. This morning, I still have my Yukon. It looks like a Suburban. There's many new parts, wheel bearings, calipers. It's in good shape. Body looks really nice. It's got the barn doors on it. It's loaded. It's got the heated seats and just ready to go. Our phone number is 608-604-3760. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Yeah, you as well. We appreciate your call. Number 13 has a Yukon for sale. It's loaded, lots of new parts. Doesn't have the lift gate. It has the actual opening left and right barn doors on it. And it's for sale, as mentioned, loaded up with some new parts. Ready to go at 604-3760. Light snow continuing to fall, and we have moved up to 30 degrees at WRCO-FM. And WRCO.com. Hey, don't forget, we go all the way until 10 o'clock, so we have an hour and 13 minutes left in today's show. If you'd like to be on the radio, 608-647-4155. And before we're going to take a quick time out, and then before we come back and take more of your calls, we're going to check in with WRCO's Bill Twining from Kickapoo as wrestling is about 10 to 12 minutes away.
Looking for some cash today? Hi, this is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I've got a way to get cash in your pocket today. We're the area's premier gold buyer. We pay top dollar for old broken jewelry, estate jewelry, old watches, silver and gold chains, dental gold, and diamonds. A single piece or an entire estate or collection, we'll buy it all. Stop in and we will tell you the value. You can decide to sell it or keep it. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and today, 10 to 1.
Never painted a room before? It's easier than you think. Our team can set you up with all the supplies you'll need to get the job done. Head on over to All American Do It Center, and you'll find more Valspar Medallion colors than you could possibly imagine, including the perfect one for your interior painting project. Medallion is the only paint and primer with Colorfinity and provides a one-coat color that lasts. So get organized, get down to work, and enjoy your home's new interior look. Try Valspar Medallion paint and primer today at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. 100.9.
WRCOFM Radio Sports will have coverage of a wrestling tournament going on today in Kickapoo. With a preview, here's WRCO's Bill Twining.
The 54th annual Lee Griffin Wrestling Invitational will be held today at Kickapoo High School in Biola. Wrestling will be underway by 9 o'clock this morning, and tournaments will run concurrently in both boys and girls divisions. Defending champions are Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative in the girls tournament and the Iowa Grant Highland Varsity Reserves in the boys event. In the girls' tournament, there are 17 teams entered from our area, Richland Center, Ithaca Weston, River Valley, North Crawford Seneca, Boscobel Wazika Steuben, Hillsboro, Brookwood, and the host squad from Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative. The boys' tournament today at the Lee Griffin Invitational includes Richland Center, North Crawford Seneca, Hillsboro, Brookwood, Boscobel Wazika Steuben, Cashton, Viroqua, Westby, Onalaska, Blair Taylor, host Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, and varsity reserve teams from Iowa Grant Highland and La Crosse Aquinas. The tournament's two most valuable wrestlers both return to seek another championship, Ethan Hady of Richland Center and Maddie Zuby of Viroqua. Other returning champions for the boys are Alex Klum of Viroqua, Jackson Hughes of Onalaska, and teammates Ryan Flynn and Jackson Schramek of Blair Taylor. In fact, both Ethan Hady of Richland Center and Jackson Tramek of Blair Taylor are two-time winners at the Lee Griffin Invitational. Returning runners-up for the boys include Cole Brenninger of Richland Center and Isaac Tyne of Hillsboro, while among third-place medalists returning are Tyler Miller of Boscobel Wazika Steuben, Colton Clark and Maverick McCauley of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, and teammates Jaron Grimslet and Sawyer Swigum of North Crawford Seneca. For the girls, in addition to Maddie Zuby of Viroqua, other returning champions are Gianni Babel of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, Darcy Jelenic of North Crawford Seneca, and Kylie Klum of Westby. Returning runners-up include teammates Mariana Miller and Caitlin Higby of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative. There is also a pair of former champions from 2 years ago who both missed last year's event, both from Richland Center. Emma Hady for the girls and Teague Perkins for the boys. Today's wrestling at Kickapoo High School in Biola will begin around 9 o'clock this morning. WRCO Sports will have reports throughout the day from the annual Lee Griffin Wrestling Invitational. For WRCO Radio Sports, I'm Bill Twining.
Thank you, Bill. We'll have details about wrestling and reports all day long right here on the radio. Bill will be calling them in. We'll play them back. We'll let you know what's going on. We'll definitely keep you informed with the Lee Griffin Invitational live from Kickapoo. Okay, we're back to the phone lines. This is Prime Mover, your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Our next caller is, now on the phone line. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I got four tires, 17-inch. They're 225/55. Got about 5 to 10,000 miles left on them. I'm giving them away free. My phone is 608-604-3700. Thank you.
We appreciate the call. You have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Number 14 has four tires to give away. They have probably up to anywhere from 5 to 10,000 miles left. 225-55-17 is the size. And the phone number is 604-3700. Well, the intensity of the snow picked up again a little bit. We can let you know we are seeing snow in Gillingham. We had one of our listeners, one of our friends out in Gillingham check in. They are getting snow. Talked to Hank a few minutes ago. Boscobel, no snow. So a lot of hit and miss throughout the area, but if you are traveling, do so with caution. You could run into some snow if you're not seeing it now, and that could very easily create some slick spots on the road. Number 15, thank you for dialing up the old Prime Uber show. Good morning.
Good morning, Adam. I got a Vermeer 604R round baler for sale. It's got one season on it, looking to upgrade to something different, different style of baler. It's basically a brand new machine. Give me a call if anybody's interested. 608-929-1161.
Hey, we appreciate the call. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You as well.
Will do. Always good to hear from our friends in the greater Highland area. They have a Vermeer 604R round baler with only one season under its belt. Basically, like new. 608-929-1161. If you would need more information, they are just simply going to upgrade. You are caller number 16. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. I have three items for sale. The first one is some ice fishing equipment. I have a 7-inch hand ice auger with extra blades, three tip-ups, an ice hole strainer and a gaff hook, and two poles for $40. I also have a deer stand. It's the chain-around fixed position type with a built-in seat. I have 7 screw and ladder pegs, and it has a 250-pound rating for $40. And I also have a carpet and linoleum roller for installing both of those for $40. Lone Rock area, 608-588-5734.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Number 16 has an ice fishing equipment package they're looking to sell. Hand auger, poles, an ice strainer, and more. They are selling a deer stand and also carpet and linoleum roller for install. 588-5734. Well, WRCOFM's Phil Nee just rolled into the station, and we watched the vehicle go by the window here, and it's pretty snow-covered. So if you are traveling, rather coming from Gillingham or Sextonville, or maybe even coming this way from the Boscobel area, just keep an eye out. The snow does continue to fall quite a bit on the ground now. Quite a bit's relative. We were expecting a trace a little more than that being reported throughout the area. So just slow down and use a little caution as you move in. Number 17, thank you for joining us live on the air today. Good morning.
Good morning. I have two items for sale.
Okay.
The first one, let's see if I can get this right, this is my husband's, is a Lombard Made in England brass spittoon. It's a type like you see on TV and if you're watching an old Western in saloons.
Okay.
it's known as a cowboy spittoon. It's 6 inches high and 8 inches wide, and it's a shorter type. Next one I can probably get right. I have a vintage. It's called Vintage Chef Cookie Jar. I would say he's a baker, and he stands 12 inches tall. There's no chips out of him. And in one hand, he's got like a holding like a cherry pie, and in the other arm, he's got like a bag of bread. The French bread sticking out of a bag is okay. What it looks like. And I can send photos of him. Also.
Now, your baker is actually a cookie jar, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. It's called a Vintage Chef Cookie Jar, okay. But I call him a baker.
Right. We can call him whatever we want to call him, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, he's really a baker if he's got the baguettes and the pie, right?
That's correct. Right.
I have your back on this one, number 17.
thank you.
Hey, how about your phone number?
It's area code 608-604-5054.
Okay, we appreciate the call, and you have a good weekend.
You too. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
You bet.
Bye.
A made-in-England Lombard brass spittoon. It would be one that you would see like in the old Westerns, known as a cowboy spittoon. They're selling that. And then also a vintage, it's called a chef. We're going to call it a baker. It's a cookie jar. Has a pie in one hand, some French baguettes in the other hand, and it's basically a cookie jar, and they're going to sell that to you today. Sounds like a pretty neat item. 604-5054. Number 18, thank you for joining us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Adam. I got right through right away.
All right. Hey, are you getting any snow down in Boscobel yet?
No, it's nice and clear.
Sunny and 70, right?
Almost. I remember back in 1988 in Aurora, Illinois, my truck wouldn't start for 3 days because it was ice cold for that first week of January.
Wow. Yeah, we've been pretty lucky all of December and the first part of January. There's no doubt about that. Hey, how can we help you today?
Okay, well, we got those jigsaw puzzles for sale. You know, a 30-year collection of jigsaw puzzles. $1 to $5 price range and $10 each for the new ones. And let's see, my second item is that walker. I'm selling a walker from a neighbor. It's 23 and a half inches wide, 30 and a half inches tall, red in color. It's asking $40 on that. And the I also got here on that walker is 20 inches wide. It's called a mainline from Farm and Fleet.
Okay.
Okay, and my last item is that old 1970 stereo. It's called a Zenith. It is 26 inches long, 12 inches wide, 20 inches and a half high. The record player does work. It needs work on that. And 8-track, it needs a new belt, which I have a new belt for. If anybody is interested on that, they can call me up at 375-4305. And thanks a lot, Adam. I have a wonderful day up there.
Yeah, you as well. We appreciate the call. Bye-bye. Caller 18 would like to sell a jigsaw puzzle, one puzzle or the whole lot, up to you. It's a 30-year collection. They also have a walker. It's red in color. They're selling that for their neighbors. And then a 1970s Zenith brand stereo has a record player and an 8-track player on it as well. The 8-track player needs a belt, and they have that belt. So you can pretty much just buy it and quick fix it, and you have yourself an older Zenith stereo. 375.